week's parsha and this Shabbos are very, very special. In this week's parsha, we have the story of the splitting of the sea and the subsequent singing when the Jewish people see Paro and their enemies destroyed. And so we traditionally call this Shabbos Shabbos Shira, the Shabbos of song. It's a very, very special Shabbos, a Shabbos of a lot of Kedusha, a lot of holiness. And as we know, this event of splitting of the sea was on the seventh day after we left Egypt. First, we left the 15th in the morning, and it took us 3 days to go out into the desert. And then there were spies who had been sent along by Paro, and it took them 3 days to get back to Egypt. So that's 6 days, and then Paro comes with his army, catches up to the Jews right away. And on the seventh day, you have the great miracle of the splitting of the sea, the water turning into dry land, and then the Egyptians following, and the Egyptians drowning in that water. And the seventh day of Pesach is the day that we commemorate that. That's part of why the seventh day of Pesach is also a Yom Tov, the same way the first day of Pesach is Yom Tov. The seventh day of Pesach is Yom Tov because the seventh day of Pesach is the day that what happened in Parshas Beshalach is commemorated. There is a difficult medrash, the end of Parshas Bo, that many works like to discuss. Here in the very end of Parshas Bo, it's the second to last page in the Medrash in Parshas Bo. It's on page Lamed Zayin of the Medrash. I put a star by it. Medrash is saying that God told Moshe to encourage the Jewish people to treasure Pesach, to treasure the firstborn. The Hazher li Yisrael, and warned the Jews that Kishem Shevarasi Yisraelam, the same way I created the world, Ba'amarti lahem li Yisrael is Korash Yom HaShabbos, Zeichel L'maaseh B'Rishis. And I told the Jewish people that they must remember Shabbos and commemorate Shabbos. And we commemorate Shabbos as a reminder to creation, same way that during the first six days of creation, God was involved in malacha. And on the seventh day, God stopped doing malacha. So too we, the 6 days of the week, we're involved in malacha and building things. On the seventh day, we stop. And our stopping on the seventh day reminds us of Hashem stopping on His seventh day. And so the reason why we stop is to remember that Hashem stopped, to remember that Hashem made the world. As it says, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos, remember, commemorate the Sabbath day. Sabbath is a day of remembering creation. Kach hayu zochrim, kach, so too. Hayu zochrim hanisim sha'asisi lachem v'mitzayim. Remember the miracles, commemorate the miracles that I did for you in Egypt. V'zichru liyom sha'yatzasa misham. And remember the day and commemorate the day that you left there. Shneamar, as it says, Zachor es hayom hazeh, remember this day, commemorate this day, asher yitzasem Mitzrayim, that you went out of Egypt. Lama, why? Ki b'chozek yado tziyacha Hashem Mitzrayim. For with a strong hand, God has taken you out of Egypt. So what is the parallel that the Medrash sets out for us? The Medrash says, you have Shabbos, and you have the leaving of Egypt. The same way you keep Shabbos to remember the wonders of creation. Remember leaving Egypt to remember the wonders of leaving Egypt. And what day are you remembering? Zachor es hayom hazeh, remember this day, asher yitzasen mimitzrayim, that you left Egypt. So the Medrash is saying that the first day of Pesach, the day that you left Egypt, is like Shabbos. And just like you have Shabbos at the end of the week, And Shabbos is a date of remembering the way Hashem made the world. So too, the first day of Pesach is a day of remembering the way Hashem performed miracles to take us out of Egypt. But then the Medrash seems to contradict itself. The next part of the Medrash, V'lo yeroa lecha sa'ar shivas yamim, and you shall not have seen for yourself chametz, leaven, sa'or, leaven dough for 7 days. Kineged shiva yamim shebein ha'gu'ula l'kriyas yamsuf. This is to commemorate, this parallels the 7 days between, we have more copies here. Sorry about that. This is between the 7 days between the redemption and the splitting of the sea. Kishem, the same way, in the beginning of creation, there are 7 days of creation. Okay, before we continue. So what does the Medrash now say? The Medrash now says, do not have chametz for 7 days. 7 days. 7 days are the 7 days between the redemption and the splitting of the sea, just as in the beginning of creation, there were 7 days with Shabbos at the end of those 7 days. What does this line of the Medrash say? Which date of Pesach is Shabbos, is like Shabbos? Not the first day, the seventh day. For 4 lines, the Medrash seems to say the first day of Pesach is Shabbos. Just like you remember Shabbos, you remember the day that God took you out with miracles. But now the Medrash says, the 7 days of Pesach correspond to the 7 days of the beginning of the world. And Shabbos was at the end of the 7 days. U'kishem sha'Shabbos miskayem es'echad l'sheva yamin, kach yiyu eilu shivas hayamin miskayem b'chol sana v'shana sh'ne'emar, v'shamarta sachuka zos l'mo adam yamim yamima. The same way you have Shabbos once out of the 7 days, so too these 7 days should be established every year, as it says, keep this holiday every year, from year to year. Mashal ha-melech shenasa isha b'medinas hayam. It's a parable to a king who married a woman in a faraway island. Higi'uha galim ad shelo nichnasa etzlo. There were many waves that she had to cross over till she got back to him. Amalah, he told her, Lo tizkri kol ha-galim sha'avru alayich. Don't remember all the waves that passed over you. Ela oso yom sepalatit mehem tehezo cheres. But remember the day that you got out of all those waves and you came to me. Tehezo cheres osi. Asi oto simcha b'chalsana. Make that day a day of celebration every year. Kach Yisrael, so to the Jewish people. Nigvaleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Galam. God revealed himself to redeem them. V'kama galam kashim avra aleim. There were many waves that came over them. And he saved them. That's why he said, be happy every year. Be happy with God and rejoice, righteous ones. So the Medrash, in its beginning, sounds like, over the course of the 7 days of Pesach, the first day of Pesach, the day of all the miracles, is the day which is a parallel to Shabbos Kodesh, to the seventh day of the week. And then it switches, and it says that just as Shabbos comes at the end of a week, so too you have a week of Pesach. Don't remember the beginning, remember the end when you're out of all the waves, implying that the day to remember is not the beginning of Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim, but the culmination, Kriyas Yamsuf, and that Shabbos is not the first day of Pesach, but rather what day of Pesach corresponds to Shabbos, the seventh day of Pesach. So the question obviously is what is it? Is the first day of Pesach Shabbos or is the seventh day of Pesach Shabbos? There are only 7 days in Pesach, so you don't have Shabbos twice within a week. So which day, in fact, is it?
If you get to it immediately, you don't appreciate it. You have to work to get to Shabbos.
So that would imply that what is Shabbos?
Seventh day.
The seventh day. Right. So Nader says, you can't You don't just get Shabbos without working. God worked for 6 days and then he had Shabbos. So we also need to work for 6 days and then have Shabbos. So Shabbos is the seventh day of Pesach. Certainly there is such a possibility. You can pass around this sheet. This is taken from the book Shemi Shmuel. Shemi Shmuel is a book of Divrei Torah and Chumash written by Rav Shmuel Bornstein. Rav Shmuel Bornstein was a great, great Hasidic Rebbe in Poland, the Sachatshava Rebbe. His father was very famous as a giant of halacha, the author of Avni Nezer and Igle Tal, very, very important books of Jewish law. Shemi Shmuel was a great halachist and also a great master of Hasidic thought. So he has a whole discussion about this medrash, but first he begins as with another question on a different medrash. And I put three check marks near this other medrash. The Midrash Rabbah, the medrash. Shen Raboseinu, our sages taught. Hakori Yeshma, Tarech Lahazkir Kriyas Yamsuf. The medrash says if somebody is reading Shema, it is necessary to also make mention of the splitting of the sea. We do so in our blessing after Shema. We say, Amavir Banavim Yuzay Yamsuf. We talk about the splitting of the sea. Bimlo Hizkir, but if he doesn't make mention of the splitting of the sea, he must hear no, so we don't make him return. Avalim Lo Hizkir, it's yes, Mitzrayim, but if he forgot to say the third section of Shema, he forgot to say the section of Yasu Lahem Tzitzis, Al Kantevik Behem, which is also about leaving Egypt, then Machzirin also. Then we make him go back. Umaben Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. What's the difference between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf? Elishi Yitzias Mitzrayim Kasha Yuyinsha. Yitzias Mitzrayim, God taking the Jews out of Egypt, was more difficult than God splitting the sea and drowning the Egyptians. So therefore we must make mention of the fact that God took us out of Egypt, whereas the fact that God split the sea is very nice. We should make mention of it, but we don't have to make mention of it because it wasn't as difficult as taking the Jews out of Egypt. Ask the Shemi Shmuel.
Wasn't part of the splitting the sea?
In a certain way it was. But for this purpose of this Medrash, the Medrash is focusing on splitting the first day and the seventh day, even though in a certain sense they're all connected, but they're focusing on viewing them distinctly. Why? We got out of Egypt and...
He was captured.
Okay, that's a very good point. And furthermore, is what the Shemi Shmuel asks, what about the Haggadah Shel Pesach? We know that in the Haggadah of Pesach we have a whole argument. How many plagues were in Egypt and how many plagues were on the sea? Either there were 10 in Egypt and 50 on the sea, 40 in Egypt and 200 on the sea. But whatever it was, the sea, at Yam Suf you had many more wonders and feats and miracles than you had in the leaving of Egypt. So how could the Medrash say that what was hard was leaving Egypt? Yes, Yam Suf was easier. So if we have to make mention of Hashem's miracles, we must make sure to mention the leaving of Egypt. If we do good, if we don't, it's not the end of the world. If anything, what's more difficult? Presumably Kriyas Yamsuf, because there's so many more plagues that are performed with Kriyas Yamsuf.
As difficult for Hashem to perform?
So it sounds like.
How can we
guess? Is anything difficult, you're saying?
No, how can we guess? How do we know what's more difficult?
Okay, good. What is it? Okay,
he does everything like that.
Right, so what is it on his level evil, or on our level to understand, what does it mean that it's difficult? So he'll address that question too. So seemingly this doesn't make any sense. Splitting of the sea, we know, is with the hands of God. You see us in Shem, whereas leaving Egypt was only be'etzta, only the finger of God. That's why our sages say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, that the plagues at Kriyas Yamsuf were much more than those at the sea. And much more than those of leaving Egypt. So therefore, if in leaving Egypt you only had 10 plagues against the Egyptians, on the sea there were 50 plagues against the Egyptians. The answer is the neighbor midrash rabbi. The midrash says kashem shavarasi yasolam v'yamati lehem yisrael luskas yama shabbos. This is what we just read. That God says the same way I created the world and I told Jews to remember the Shabbos. We're on the second column now, on page Kuf Samach Tes. Zeich l'maas abereishis, to remember creation. Shenei ma'ar zachoras yom ha-shabbos. Kach heyu zochrim anisim sha'asisi lachem b'mitzrayim. So too you should remember and commemorate the miracles that I did for you in Egypt. V'zechu la'yom sh'yatzashem nisham. Remember the day that you left. Shenei ma'ar zachor asyom tseischem eretz mitzrayim. Remember the day you left Egypt. Then it says, "V'lo yirah l'chasor shivas yamim." Do not have chametz for 7 days. Do not have soor for 7 days. Keneged shiva yam shabein agut yas yamsuf. That's because of the 7 days between the redemption, between leaving Egypt and the splitting of the sea. Tishim shivat chileim shivas yamei bereishis. Just like there were 7 days of creation in the beginning of the world. Rukishim shas shabbos miskayemes echad l'shiva yam. Just like you have Shabbos 1 day after the seven. So to these 7 days should be in every year. The Medrash's words are very, very hidden. The first part of the Medrash sounds like the first day of Pesach corresponds to Shabbos. But in the end, it sounds like the Yom Ha'achon Keneged HaShabbos. And the last day is the day that corresponds to Shabbos. So how do we understand this? So the answer is, says the Shem Yishmuel, based on a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, certainly both are true, and it's based on a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Samach Tes on the base, what happens if a person is traveling in a forest or in a desert where there aren't many people around? And then he gets tired and forgets. He forgets what day of the week he is. So he started out on Sunday. He's traveling. He got disoriented. He doesn't remember. Is today Tuesday? Is today Wednesday? Is it Thursday? Is it Friday? Is it Sunday? He doesn't know anymore. So now he doesn't know what day Shabbos is. He doesn't have anybody to ask. So what does he do? He doesn't know. He's caught somewhere. He doesn't know when Shabbos is. So what day should he keep as Shabbos? We have an argument. According to the Tanakhama, namely Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, he should start counting from the day that he's at. Today is day one. Go to sleep that night, the next day. Today is day two. Go to sleep that night, the next day. Today is day three. And the seventh day from when he starts counting, keep that day as Shabbos. Chiya Barav disagrees. Chiya Barav says no. He doesn't know what day of the week it is. He should say, today is Shabbos. The next day is Sunday. The next day is Monday. So one opinion is, you start off with Sunday, you count 6 days, and then you have Shabbos. And the other opinion is, you start off with Shabbos, and then you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So of course we know that all of the words of our sages are true. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. These are the words of the living God. These are the words of the living God. Both are true. How are both true? There are two elements to Shabbos, two parts to Shabbos. On the one hand, Shabbos is the end of the week. On the other hand, Shabbos is also the beginning of the next week. And so the sages, Rav Huna and Chiya Barav, are arguing which aspect to emphasize. Should one emphasize the aspect that Shabbos comes at the end of a week? Or should one emphasize the aspect that Shabbos is the beginning of a week? So Rav Huna says you count 6 days and then you keep Shabbos. He's emphasizing which aspect of Shabbos. Shabbos is the culmination. Chiya Barav says, no, right where you are, that today should be Shabbos, and then you count 6 days. He's emphasizing Shabbos as the beginning of a week. Two says there's a certain depth here, which I think is what's being referred to. We know that the deeper wisdom of Torah teaches us that this world, the world that we live in, is a world that primarily bears traces of seven interactions, seven relationships that God has with this world. These are called the seven spheros, the seven midos, whatever name one gives it. But at its core, God relates to the world in seven different ways, primarily. He relates to the world through chesed, through kindness. He relates to the world sometimes with gvura, holding back, with tiferes, with balance, with netzach, with dominance, with hod, with empathy, with yisod, further form of balance, and with malchus, with kingship. That's why when God created the world, He created the world with 7 days, or in 7 days. Doesn't mean 7 24-hour periods. The Hasidim said, no, it never meant 7 24-hour periods. 7 days are 7 midos, 7 attributes. The first day of creation is that the first relationship God has with the world is the relationship of chesed. The first period of creation is that what Hashem first created were items of chesed, items of kindness. And the second day is that the second relationship is the relationship of Gvura. And the third day is that there is a relationship of Tiferes. Just a little bit of the beauty of this. We know that Chesed at its core is Hispastos, is a person spreading himself out, the Neshama spreading itself out, and putting a piece of itself into somebody else. What was created on the first day? The Torah says that the first thing that Hashem created was light. On the first day, Hashem created light. Light spreads out. That's the nature of light. It spreads. Because the first attribute of the creation of the world was chesed. So if when God made the world, the foundation, the first thing was kindness, when we try to make ourselves, when we try to create our personalities, the first foundation has to be kindness. The foundation has to be chesed, a commitment to giving and to sharing and to spreading ourselves out and to giving to the whole world. On the second day, what did Hashem make? Hashem made the firmament, the rakia, let there be a barrier to separate waters above and waters below. The second attribute is gvura, is restraint, is holding oneself in, holding back. The barrier held things back, held the waters above back and the waters below back, separated the spiritual from the material. And on the third day, it's not really a day, but it's the attribute of tiferes, the attribute of balance, the attribute of harmony. We know that the colors of the spectrum also correspond to the spheros, the 7 colors in the spectrum that correspond to the 7 midos, and that the attribute of Tiferes is represented by the color yarok, by the color green. The third day, what did Hashem make? Hashem made the grass and trees, all that's green. My teacher, Rabbi Silver, pointed out that if you look around the world, nature, the color of nature, or nature's most popular color, is green. Trees, grass. Maybe that's a lesson that we need to learn balance. It's so important, especially in terms of attributes and behaviors and emotions. The key is balance. The Rambam says a person always has to find the middle road, not to give away too much, not to give away too little, not to be too emotional, not to be too intellectual, to find the balance. The whole world is filled with green to remind us of finding the balance, to remind us of Tiferes. To find the ability to balance things. The Maharal points out, I didn't even realize that, it's true, Lord, you did, right? Green is in the middle, absolutely. The Maharal points out that the Yom Tovim, the holidays, Pesach and Sukkos, which are the primary Yom Tovim of the Jewish people, those are the long Yom Tovim, they're all in a time that's not too cold and not too hot. Pesach is in the spring, Sukkos is in the fall. It's not the dead of winter. The dead of winter you have the days of Teves. You hardly have anything if not for Hanukkah. The dead of summer you have Tisha B'Av. But the Yom Tovim of the Jewish people are in times that are very pleasant. And they're in the middle of the month. The 15th of Nisan, the 15th of Sukkot, to teach us balance, to find the middle, to get to the middle of the road. It's always so important to find balance, to get to the middle. And so there are 7 days of creation that corresponds to the 7 midos, the 7 attributes. And corresponding to these attributes, you also had 7 great parents, 7 leaders of the Jewish people, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. And they come to visit us in the Sukkot, in the 7 days of Sukkot. That's why on Sukkot they come, because the Sukkot commemorates the 7 Anani Akava, the 7 clouds of glory. The 7 clouds of glory also corresponded to these 7 attributes, these 7 displays of godliness, these 7 relationships that God has with the world. Sefer Yetzira teaches that throughout our world, you basically can always find seven directions or seven arrows. Namely, you have north, south, east, west, above, below. Those are the six sides of a square or of a box. And then there's a point inside. It's a point that everything else surrounds. There's an inside, an inner point. And so those six sides correspond to the six midos, the six attributes, the six spheros, the chesed, gvura, tiferes, netzach, hod, yesod. And the inner point corresponds to malchus, corresponds to the attribute of kingship. That corresponds also to the 7 days of the week. We have 7 days of the week, which also correspond to this pattern. Sunday is chesed, Monday is gvura, Tuesday is tiferes, yom shluch, blubo, kitov. In the creation of Tuesday, Hashem says, ki tov, it's good twice, because you're combining chesed and gvura. Netzach, hod, and yisod, Friday is yisod. Shabbos is the day of malchus. That's why in the davening of Shabbos, we say, yismachu v'malchuscha, shomrei Shabbos v'korei oneg. Those who keep Shabbos, those who declare Shabbos a delight, will celebrate your kingship. Because Shabbos is the day of appreciating God as King. And in the scheme of looking at the world, if there are six sides to every square, and there's a point inside, an inner point, Shabbos is the day that corresponds to the inner point. Shabbos is an inner day, an internal day, a day of being an internal person. The truth is that in describing these midos, the deeper wisdom of Torah describes the first six midos as being masculine. Many times you'll see in books it'll say Vavkuf. Vavkuf stands for Vavktzavos. Vavktzavos are the five sides of a box. Six sides. Right? Vavktzavos. The six sides or six angles to a box. The six sides that sometimes called Ze'ir Anpin, it's referred to as being something masculine. Whereas the inner point, the seventh, that which is inside, that's called the Shechina, Shechinte, or Nukva, or Malchus, that's called a feminine concept. What's the idea? The idea is that the masculine role is to be out there, to be spreading out. And the feminine role is the role to internalize, to bring in, to understand, to make it whole, to the inner point that corresponds to the feminine role. And so the 6 days of the week, we're spreading all over the place. On Shabbos Kodesh, we're bringing it in. We're internalizing whatever it is that we've had from the 6 days of the week. But the truth is, it's more than that. The feminine role is not only to absorb and bring in and internalize, but the role of the feminine is to bring in and internalize and then give something back which is much greater than what came in. So, for example, the moon is, the word for moon in Hebrew, one of the words is levana. Levana is lashon nekeva, a feminine word. Sun, the word for sun, many times is shemesh, it's masculine. The sun is compared to the masculine, the moon is compared to the feminine. It even appears in halacha in a certain way. We find that the Torah writes that women have a custom not to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. That women appreciate Rosh Chodesh in ways that men do not. Rosh Chodesh, the celebration of the moon, is appreciated by a woman more than it's appreciated by a man. What's the idea of the moon? In the traditional view, maybe science today has another perspective, but the traditional view was that the moon had no internal light, no innate light. The sun gives light to the moon, which the moon absorbs. And then the moon gives back from what it absorbs from the sun, it gives back to the earth some light. So that the role of the feminine is to absorb and then to give something back. In the creation of life, certainly, that's the process as well. There's an absorption, and then something comes back which is much better than what was absorbed. The whole world, the physical world, is in some way considered a feminine creation. The Shechina is the type of holiness that animates the world. It's called the holiness of Shechina. What that means is that in a certain sense, the role of the universe in reference and in comparison to God is like a feminine with her spouse. That God gives us life. We absorb it. We have it within us. It's almost as if you can't even tell that we got it from God. And then we are supposed to take out of that life that He's given us, out of the light that He's given us, we need to produce another life back. We need to build something with our life. We need to produce something, l'shaken olam v'malchus shakai, to perfect the world. And then give it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give back to Him a better world than what He gave us. Give back to Him a new existence. And that's really Shabbos. Shabbos is the seventh day. It's Yismachu v'malchuscha. We talk about Shabbos Malkusa. We say, Bo v'netzei likras kala, let's go out to the bride. Shabbos is the bride. Shabbos is a woman. Because the idea of Shabbos is that the 6 days of the week, wherever we are and whoever we are, we're masculine. We're scattering ourselves all over, the right, the left, we're all over the place. And Shabbos, we're internalizing. We're bringing it all in. We're going to the inner point. We're bringing it inside. And now from what we absorb, what we bring in, we're now going to come out with something better. Shabbos is going to produce something new. The nature of Midas HaMalchus, of the attribute of Malchus, is that the Midah of Malchus is Makado. On the one hand, Malchus receives. On the other hand, the Midah of Malchus is Megala. Malchus reveals. It receives something, and then it reveals it further. It reveals it in a more beautiful way, in a more clear way. Shabbos is the day of Yismachu v'Malchuscha, Shomrei Shabbos v'Kori Oneg. Shabbos is the day of Malchus when we absorb all the Kedusha, hopefully, that we have been able to accomplish over the 6 days. And that gives birth to a new level, to a new Kedusha. Shabbos first is built by absorbing, and then just after the absorbing, just like the moon absorbs light and then it gives off light, Shabbos absorbs our avodah, our work of the 6 days, and then it gives off a whole new Kedusha, a whole new beginning.
Is that connected to the Neshama Yetera?
Yeah, certainly.
Is that being a female? Maybe the Neshama Yetera is a female coming down?
Yeah, certainly. Certainly true. Absolutely. Yeah, question?
Yeah, what? Why is the light of the moon considered better than the light of the sun?
Why is
darkness, that constant time of night, considered better than daylight?
Amen.
Is it better or is it different? It's a very different light.
Why is it considered giving off more or something better?
Oh, okay. Good. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see why the light of the moon is something better than what it got. We'll see. So the Shem Yishmuel, I think, is building off of this concept. So let's now see it inside. Achnira, what seems clear in explaining the Medrash, Yishnehem Emes, both points are true. Because behold, the Holy Master, my father, Yavnei Nezer said, the Shabbos yesh lo shtei b'chinos. Shabbos has two aspects. Aleph 1, achar sheshes yimei ha'maaseh kibriyasa shel olam. Shabbos, in a certain sense, comes as the culmination and as the completing chapter, the final chapter of the 6 days of week. Just like in the creation of the world, God performed malacha for 6 days, and on the seventh, He stopped malacha. But there's another aspect to Shabbos. The achas, and the second aspect, is that Shabbos is kodem sheishes hayamim. Shabbos is the first, before 6 days. For the Zohar says, shemina Shabbos, that from Shabbos, shita yomim nisbarachim. The next 6 days are blessed from the Shabbos from before. The Zuya Plukta, this is the famous argument in the Gemara. Holech Bamidbar, if a person is going in the desert and he's lost, and he's disoriented. Imona Shisha Yamim the Shobis Yomecha, does he count 6 days and then keep Shabbos? Or Shobis Yomecha, does he keep Shabbos? Yachakach Mona Shisha Yamim and then count 6 days? Adkan Tochen Dvar HaKadoshim. This is what he has explained. Let's explain further. The Kfar Kasabnu Bezeb Makom Acher. We've already explained. That according to the opinion that you count 6 days and then you have a day of Shabbos. Then the Shabbos is coming as a function and as a result of your labors. The more during the week a person stays away from that which is lowly, he finds the good despite the bad. To correspond to this, he merits, he comes to the holiness of Shabbos. In other words, if during the week I was struggling and working hard and trying my best to do what's right, the harder I try, the more successful I'll be on Shabbos to feel the holiness of Shabbos. Shabbos will be a function of my labors during the week. However, but according to the opinion that first you have Shabbos and then you count 6 days, so then I'm not getting Shabbos from my labors. Then what's happening is that God is giving man a gift from heaven, a little bit of the holiness of Shabbos. And why is man getting this gift? So that man will be able to behave himself and to lead himself during the 6 days of week the right way. We'll move on in, obviously, that the first level is greater. What a person works through his labors, uvalik dusha Shabbos, he gets to the holiness of Shabbos. Yosef Dola, this is greater. From what they give him from heaven, umalvin also Allah haba, and they lend it to him because of what he will do in the future. Says the Shem Yishmuel. If there are two ways of looking at Shabbos, you can look at Shabbos as coming at the end of 6 days. You can look at Shabbos as being the beginning of 6 days. If you look at Shabbos as coming at the end of 6 days, so the truth is, what do you mean it's coming at the end of 6 days? It's coming because of 6 days. I will feel Shabbos in a direct proportion to the way I work during the 6 days. I earn Shabbos. If I work hard and I try to do what's right, despite the fact that it's not easy, and I try and succeed in doing what's right a little bit, then I'll be able to feel Shabbos. But if I haven't worked at all, why should I get any Shabbos? Why should I feel holiness? It's a gift. It's not really a free gift. It's a gift because God is saying, you know, you will work for me. I trust that you'll do it. I'll give you an advance. I'll give you a first taste of holiness because you will eventually work for it. Can't compare to something that you pay for versus something that you get on credit or you get based on goodwill. Can't begin to compare the two. One's much greater. It says the same Yishmuel. In Beluchos HaRishonos, in the first Luchos, Ksiv HaTzam Shal Shabbos, the reason of Shabbos, is Kisheshus Yom Masa Hashem Es HaShamayim Ves Haaretz. Why do we keep Shabbos? To remember the creation of the world. What does that mean? Sha'az HaYisrael B'Malo Hel Yonah. Then Jews were at the highest level. And therefore, Ksuvim Sheshes Hayamim Kodem HaShabbos, that's why they have the 6 days before Shabbos. The Bechina Zu Yosef Gedola Kanal, this is the ideal. Ava B'luchos HaAchronos, but in the last Luchos, Ksiv, it says, why do you keep Shabbos? Hatam Shal Yitzias Mitzrayim, to remember leaving Egypt. The Yitzias Mitzrayim Oysakein Shabbos V'Bechina Achrona. Because leaving Shabbos is like the other way of Shabbos. Shabbos is the beginning of the week. That the Jewish people were naked. We didn't have any merits. but because in the future we would serve God, God took us out of Egypt. Hayu malvin oso ala haba. It was a loan for what we'll do in the future. And so now we can understand the Medrash. Now you can understand the Medrash. The Yom HaRishon Yitzias Mitzrayim Haya Ke'en Shabbos B'Bechina Shniyah. The, I'm sorry that it got cut off. The first day of leaving Egypt, that's like Shabbos as the beginning of the week. That's like Shabbos which you're getting because of what you will do. The Hiyarashis, the Shiva Sayamim, that was a holiness that set us off on a path for another 7 days. Ushvi Shal Pesach, whereas the seventh day of Pesach, Shaya Az Kriyas Yamsuf, there you had the splitting of the sea. Yeshlomar Shehu Kein Shabbos B'Bchina HaRishona, that's the ideal form of Shabbos. Shaya Az Sofrim Kar Sofrim Sfiru L'Matan Torah. But then they were already starting to count the days to receiving the Torah. We know that Sfiras HaOmer is a time to work on oneself. It's a time to fix the seven nidos. So there are 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer. They already counted the first week of Sfiras HaOmer. They were fixing themselves. They were working. So now they had a Shabbos that they had gotten in the schus and the merit of what they had accomplished, of what they had worked for. Shayu as kar sofim sfiru l'matan Torah, ke'insha nusofim sfiru sa'omu l'tayras atman, to purify themselves. V'holchu achar Moshe, and they followed Moshe l'midbar into the desert. That's a great merit of faith. Lo amu anu neitzei, they didn't say, where are we going? How can we leave? V'yashuv v'yachim l'fnei piachiros, and they went back towards the Egyptians. And as Rashi says, v'yamu ein lanu ela divrei ben Amram, they said, even though it doesn't make any sense militarily to go back to the Egyptians, but we're going to trust Moshe. Moshe says, turn back. We're going to turn back. Vatfilos vatsa'akos, and all the prayers. Alzenemar hashmi'inius kolech. Hashem says, let me hear your voice. Ki kolech arev, your voice is so sweet. Imkein kol zehayim yishalahem ba'atzom. This was all on their own. Yachikach bo b'yam, and then they jumped into the ocean. Adchotma, until their nostrils, kmo shamar v'medjus. Alzenemar ki bo mayim ad nafesh. The waters reach the life. A kovim sius nefesh with tremendous dedication. Imkain hayosel atzam. This is what they've earned. Umachmas maaseim ba yamtiv sosvid de pesach. Imkain hukmo shabbos bepchina rishona. That's like the first idea of Shabbos. Says the Shem Yishmuel, there are two concepts of Shabbos. There's Shabbos at the end of the week, and there's Shabbos as the beginning of the week. Shabbos as the end of the week, Shabbos is the culmination. Shabbos is the recipient of all of our labors during the week. And then there's Shabbos, which is a gift because of what we will do. When you look at the holiday of Pesach, the truth is there are two dates that are Shabbos. Depends what type of a Shabbos. If you're looking at the Shabbos from the perspective of Shabbos as creating the next week, which is really really based on what you will do in the next week, that Hashem gives you a gift of Shabbos even though you're not deserving, that's like the first day of Pesach. Hashem took us out, we didn't have any mitzvahs. But He gave us some credit. He said, you will serve me. If we look at Shabbos from the perspective of what you've earned, that's the seventh day of Pesach. Because of all the merits that whole week, following Moshe into the desert, turning back to go back towards the Egyptians when Moshe told us to do it with tremendous faith, jumping into the waters without knowing that there'd be a miracle, but risking one's life. Moshe said, travel. So we started traveling, walking into the waters to drown, if that's what Moshe wants. Whatever he wants, we're going to do. That's already a Shabbos that you earn. That's a Shabbos not of the beginning of the week. That's a Shabbos that you earn. And so now we can understand that from the perspective of the Jewish people, Shvi'i Shel Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach, is greater than the first day of Pesach. Because from the perspective of the Jewish people, the seventh day of Pesach is something that we've earned, something that we've accomplished and we've brought about. Whereas the first day of Pesach was a free gift. We didn't earn it in any way. It was just given to us. But from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, Hashem's kindness, the first day of Pesach is a much greater kindness than the seventh day of Pesach. Because the first day of Pesach, Hashem does something for us even though we don't earn it at all. We don't deserve it at all. Whereas on the seventh day of Pesach, we've already begun to deserve this through all of our labors for these 6 days. That's why when it comes to remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, a person is obligated to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim and not obligated to remember Kriyas Yom Suf. Because what's the point of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim? To feel grateful to Hashem. So we need to remember that which we have to be most grateful for. What we have to be most grateful for is the Shabbos of the first day of Pesach being Shabbos. That's what we have to be most grateful for, that Hashem took us out of Egypt without any merits, without our having earned it at all. But when it comes from our own perspective in terms of what was greater, for ourselves we would always say the seventh day of Pesach was greater, because on the seventh day of Pesach we earned it. So from our perspective, the first day of Pesach owned only 10 plagues. The seventh day of Pesach had 50. It was greater. It was a greater revelation because it was a revelation that we've earned. And what we've earned, whatever we earn, is a much greater revelation. Through our emunah, through our faith, through our trust, through our following Hashem. But from the perspective of the chesed of Hashem, of how much kindness Hashem performed, the first day of Pesach was a greater chesed, was a greater act of kindness. The Torah itself calls the first day of Pesach Shabbos. In the midst of Sfiras HaOmer, the Torah says, Mimachras HaShabbos, from the day after Shabbos, you have to start counting. And it doesn't mean the day after Shabbos, it means the day after the first day of Pesach. The first day of Pesach is called Shabbos, because it's like Shabbos, where Hashem gives us a gift that we don't deserve. But the seventh day of Pesach is the seventh day. It's also a Shabbos, like the Medrash says, the end of the 6 days. The seventh day of Pesach is also a Shabbos. So I think that there are many, many lessons that we can derive from this lesson of the Shemi Shmuel. And certainly the most basic is to, number one, appreciate the holiness of Shabbos, to work for Shabbos the whole week, to realize that the more Torah that we learn, the more mitzvahs we perform, and the more we struggle to try to do the right thing, the more we will merit to feel the Kedusha of Shabbos, the holiness of Shabbos when Shabbos comes. But also to remember that Shabbos is a day of absorption. We absorb the Kedusha of the week. And in the merit of absorption, Hashem sometimes allows us to, He gives us a new gift. He gives us something new, a new creation. He gives us holiness that will tide us over the next week. And that we need to remember that from our perspective, what we accomplish and what we earn is much more impressive than what Hashem gives us as a free gift. Mm-hmm. And so at Kriyas Yom Suf, you have for the first time Shira, you have song. Why didn't we sing before Kriyas Yom Suf? Why do we only sing at Kriyas Yom Suf? Why when we left Egypt we didn't sing? The answer is that when we left Egypt, Hashem took us out of Egypt. We didn't go. We didn't walk out. Hashem took us out. But Kriyas Yom Suf, we jumped into the ocean, and we walked in, and we made the ocean split. Our labors brought about the miracle of the seventh day of Pesach. Then you sing. When you see what you can accomplish, when you see that your deeds can bring about holiness through hard work and great strain and great efforts, your deeds can bring about Kedusha. The only response is Shira. The only response is to sing. Then you can really sing. Then you have a sense of accomplishment. Then you have a sense of having earned something. May we all merit as we enter into this Shabbos to feel the Kedusha of Shabbos Shira.
Amen.
And to serve Hashem as best we can.
Amen.